And look at the conclusion in verse 20. They rose early and Jehoshaphat said, verse 20, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." I want you to know that the valley of Jehoshaphat is the valley of praise and worship. Through praise and worship, they triumph. But do you know that close to the praise and worship is the prophetic move? Today you have a move called the prophetic move. And in that, just before that wave of prophecy, of praise and worship, they say, "Believe the Lord, believe His prophets, and you shall prosper." There is a prophetic move that is really strong in our times. The times when the body of Christ has opposed the prophetic move. No doubt every move has its extreme. Well, don't have to oppose anything. Take the best out of it and leave the extreme out. The tail end of the prophetic move is the beginning of the valley of Jehoshaphat, which is the rise of praise and worship. That through praise and worship, the people of God will rise to great heights. And you notice that it's in a time of great destruction. It's a time of, that's why I say the darkness and the light are shining. The light is shining at the brightest and the darkness is at its darkest. In chapter 3, you notice that there's tremendous judgment coming forth. But yet, there is a call to the valley of Jehoshaphat. So in chapter 3, there is also speaking of war that comes in verse 9, 10 and 11. And all nations coming together. We realize there's a dual fulfillment. To the Israelites is fulfilled at the end of the tribulation period. To the church, it is fulfilled at just before the capture and the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church. And close to the valley of Jehoshaphat, again three little mini waves, is the valley of decision. In verse 12, "Let the nations be wakened and come to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations, put in the sickle for the harvest is ripe, come go down for the wine press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes, in the valley of decision." Now the valley of decision in the church age speaks about the evangelical move, or rather the evangelization move. So we begin to see all together in chapter 2 and 3 of Joel, perilous times, fasting, restoration, outpouring, praise and worship, then going forth all over the world. Once again, the earth is covered by His witnesses. There will be a last and final move of the gospel going forth. Although there are a lot of Christian groups trying to preach to every creature before 2000 AD. Truly a noble goal. But I want you to know that all these are taking place in the restoration years. And at the completion of the church age, there will still be one more round under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps there will be a lot of people being caught to and fro by the translation of the Spirit. And they'll be going forth under supernatural outpouring, evangelizing all over the world. After the valley of Jehoshaphat, after the move of praise and worship, And we seem to be already moving in quite close into these areas. Because praise and worship is rising like never before. After the valley of decision is the valley of acacia in verse 18. Acacia wood is the wood, or in your Bible you could call it shittim wood, is the same wood that is used to make the Ark of the Covenant and all the pieces of Moses' tabernacle. So acacia has a very special symbol. It symbolizes the depths of the glory of God. Here, the valley of acacia, you notice, to the Israelite interpretation, it will symbolize the millennial that takes place after the 7 years. To the church, it symbolized the church being taken into the presence of God in the marriage supper of the Lamb, the valley of acacia. Because the acacia wood, they will build the Ark of Covenant and then they overlaid it with gold. In the same way, the church will be taken up, the wood, through the cross of Jesus. And the church at the marriage supper of the Lamb will be clothed with the fullest glory of Jesus Christ. It says that in verse 18, the mountain shall drip with new wine, the hill shall flow with milk, all the brooks of Judah shall be flooded with water, a fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord, and water the valley of acacia. The three special moves and the four special waves. You can notice that they are tied one to another. Altogether, you have seven flows in the last days. And that's a revelation of the book of Joel. The four waves and the three separate moves, one into the other. So we can get ready for these last days and expect some of these things to take place, which are already happening. And we could, with the book of Joel, place what is happening in the church age today. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask, O God, that you establish your work in each life. Father God, we ask that your grace continue to be supplied into our lives. And we pray, Father God, your purposes, your call, and your will be accomplished in each life, even tonight. We worship you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand together. And let's sing that song, Glory, Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb of God. His blood has been shed for us. Truly He is worthy. We thank you, Lord. Glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lamb upon the throne, and unto Him do we lift our voice in praise, the Lamb upon the throne. Oh, glorify Him, glory. Glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb, for He
throne of worship him, Iriana Lama Mama Shiriana. Iriana Lian, Iriana Lama Shiriana Lama Mama Sha. Niriana Lama Sivriana Lama Shana. Gora Mama Ria Tiriata, Lemiriana Lama Sha. Aramalia Niria Tiria Nala Masha Aramalia Niria Tiria Nala Mama Masha Nala Mama Ria Nala Tiria Nala Aramasibria Nala Mashiria Nala Mama Shiria Nala Mama Shiria Nala Masibria Nala Mashiria Nala Masha Nala Mama Ria Nala Masha Arama Sivriana la Maria Tona Ariana la Mashiriana la Mashana la Mamariana la Mash Niriana la Masivriana la Mashiriana la Mashana la Mama Mash Arama Nigibriana la Mashana la Mamariana la Mash Iriana la Mashana la Mamariana la Mashana la Mash Aramaria nala masiria nala masiria nala manchana la mamaria nala man. Ora manchana la manige maria nala manchana la mancha.
As we close tonight, we want to call upon those especially. Some of you are calling to the ministry of praise and worship. Now you may be moving into that already, besides these musicians and song leaders who are here. We especially have a specific call into that area. I want you to know there is a special move coming. Although it's not very common in Asia, I have seen some of it in overseas. But there will come a time when we have really full-time people just leading God's people into worship. We may even have worship pastors, worship ministers, who spend the entire time specializing in the realm of worship, leading the people in the depths of worship. Or perhaps you could be a private worshiper in God, raising up the numbers of worshippers that bring glory to God day by day, to His throne in every nation. We have many people called into the intercessory ministry. But God is calling people into the worship ministry. Doesn't mean that you have to enter the choir. It may mean that you will spend much of your time giving worship to God. And I want you to know something special happens. If you put people on the north, on the south, and on the east and on the west, and as they all worship God, a canopy comes over the nation. When there are many of these, it covers a tremendous realm that we have never touched on. And if God called you today, then tonight we want to especially minister to you. You come right up to right now. Now, there are some of you who came for specific healing. We will also minister to you immediately after you minister to these.